God in the book of Genesis.
Ndakadzokera kubhuku raGenesis tikatanga kutarisa maumbirwo emutumbi wemunhu mubhuku raGenesis.
That's there's a man in the book of Genesis chapter 1, there's another one in the book of Genesis chapter 2.
Nopane murume mubhuku raGenesis yekutanga nemurume mubhuku raGenesis yechipiri.
The man in the chapter 1 is actually the spiritual man.
Mukaona murume munhu wepakutanga muvhesi yekuchapter yekutanga anga ari mweya.
But then after that God says there was no man to till the land.
Mushure maizvo Mwari kuti panga pasina munhu aikwanisa kuchera kana kurima minda.
So the Bible says he formed man out of the dust of the earth.
Bhaibheri roti akaumba munhu kubva muguruva.
So do you see that we are all earthen vessels?
Moona here kuti tose tiri midziyo yevhu.
Our body is actually made out of the dust of the earth.
Mutumbi yedu yakagadzirwa nevhu.
So I want you to bear that in mind as we go.
Hadi kuti bate izvozvo patinenge tichifamba.
So, but the other question I was asking myself, why did God design our body so much different from the rest of the life around the Garden of Eden?
Umwe mubvunzo wandanga ndichizvipande kuti kosei Mwari vakamboumba mutumbi yedu nechimiro chinosiyana neimwe mutumbi yakanga yavakwa mukati mebindu reEden?
Why didn't he make us to walk on four like the animals in the jungle?
Kuti sei Mwari vasina kuti tifambe namakumbo mana sezvinongoitawo mhuka dzemusango?
Why didn't he give us some horns?
Ko takadi takapuwa konyanga.
What was the justification of, you know, making us so peculiar, so different from the rest of the animal world?
Kupembedze kutisiyanisa nezvimwe zvimuka nemhuka zhinji dzemunyika yaiva chii?
Bearing in mind that God never does anything without a reason.
Tichinyatso kucherekedza kuziva kuti Mwari haangoiti zvinhu pasina chikonzero.
And he is a chief architect.
Zvino ndiye muumbi wamazviro kwazvo.
He is a masterpiece according to Brother Bob.
Anogona zvekugadzira zvakanyanya.
He is a sculptor.
Anogona zvekuveza chaizvo.
Before he brings something out of a material, he has got that thing at the back part of his mind.
Asati abudisa chinhu pakachee kuti chioneko chavapo anenge anacho mupfungwa dzake.
So by that we understand, even when we go back to the Old Testament, when God was talking to Moses about the tabernacle of the old.
Naizvozvo tinoziva kuti kunyange nguva yaMozisi Mwari paaitaura naMozisi muOld Testament pamusoro petabernacle yaMwari.
He told him, do it according to the plan which you have seen, which is in heaven.
Akamuudza kuti zviite neurongwa hwaona kudenga.
So the tabernacle that was built here on earth was actually in the pattern of a tabernacle that was already in heaven.
Tabernacle yakazoumba pano, yakazogadzira pano, yanga yakanyatso kufanana neyanga akaona kudenga.
So what we see here are actually the types of things that are already in heaven.
Saka zvatinoona pano mufananidzo wezvinhu zviri kudenga.
So there is actually a good reason, an important reason why God made us the way we are.
Saka pane chikonzero chakanaka chaicho chekuti Mwari atiumbe nezvatizvi.
Amen. He was considering the purpose unto which he was going to use us for.
Aitarisa donzo nechinangwa chaaizoda kuti tinge tichishanda tiri machiri.
Part of which we are going to be fellowshipping around.
Zvimwe zvacho ndozvatinge tichiyanana pazviri.
Amen. So we are actually earthen vessels.
Tiri midziyo yevhu.
But for what?
Asi tichida kuita chii?
Each vessel is actually created or formed for a specific purpose.
Mudziyo yese inogadzirwa kana kuumbwa kune chikonzero chekuumbwa nenzira iyi.
You know, for those who grew up in the rurals,
vamwe vakakurira kumaruzevha,
not them old women that actually they mold some pots.
Munona chembere dzinoumba hari.
The shape, the size of any vessel they built up is actually determined for a specific purpose.
Maumbiro avo kuti tione mufananidzo wehari yacho inenge ine chinangwa kuti ichazobika chii.
They mold some for you know, cooking pumpkins.
Vamwe dzimwe hari dzekubika mapudzi.
Some to cook the relish.
Vamwe ndezvosavi.
And they actually come with different names.
Saka dzinenge dzichitova nemazita akasiyana.
So we just want to discuss some of the reasons why God made us this way.
Tadangotara chikonzero nemhaka yakatigadzira takadai.
So that we know
kuti tinozvitizira
how to save God.
Tinoshumira Mwari sei.
Amen. So now Jeremiah is talking about the evidence of the purchase of a field.
Jeremiah ari kutaura pamusoro pechinoratidza kuti pane zvatengwa.
Can you open for me Hebrews 10 verse 16 so that we start our story from there?
Hebrews 10 verse 16.
That is where we want to start, because that's what we want to be talking about. Want us to see something there. Hebrews 10 verse 16. Listen to what it says.
Hebrews 10 verse 16.
This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts. You hear that? Now there is a changing of dispensation from the old days, when the laws of God were on a tablet of stone, and God is looking at the generation at the end of time. He's considering working with us in a different way, according to the way He desires about His laws. He still wants to write His laws somewhere, but this time He's changing the book where he is going to write them. The pages onto which he is going to scribe his laws, from a stone or from the books of the old, he says, now I will write them into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. So you see now that we are actually God's data bank. He designed us in a way that is going to be capable of actually storing His data. Now, if you go back to the book of Jeremiah,
Jeremiah,
verse 14, the last part, which says, and put them in an earthen vessel that they may continue many days. So the reason behind putting them in an earthen vessel, not plastic, was for the durability of the storage. Because God wanted His information to be safe for many days.
So
He didn't want to put that in a plastic bottle or in a metal container. God knew that when you are dealing with the earth, the earth material can hold things for a long time. And knowing the kind of information He was going to store inside of us, that is why He was so specific and peculiar about the material from which He would make us. So now, you see that according to the book of Hebrews, in this hour, God wants to store His laws inside of our hearts and our minds. Now, in my research, I went a bit further. So allow me to quote a scientist that spoke about the human DNA, so that we lay our background and we know what we are talking about. Not that we rely on scientists, but you know, the scientists are against the word, but when they get stuck and when their revelations are pushing them back to the word, I like that. The deeper they get with their investigations or researches, the more they are proven wrong back to the word.
panguva yavano dzikane nzvero yavo nguva iyoyo ndipo vanozodzoserwa shoko zvakare.
Now there's one scientist by the name Greg Braden.
Pane muscientist ane zita ra Town.
Greg Braden.
Greg Braden.
Right? Now this scientist.
The scientist uyu.
He was wondering, according to him, he was wondering whether humankind was a genetic coincidence or was intentionally engineered.
Ainetseka kuti vanhu vakambogadzikwa sei, vakangokarukwa vavapo here, chii chakamboitika?
I like his words.
Ah, mashoko ake ndo mafari.
Either we were a genetic coincidence or we were intentionally engineered.
Kuti takakaruka tavapo here kana kuti takadozovapo nezvinhu zvayani chinangwa kuti.
When I find this,
patakazozviwana
I get excited.
Ndakafara.
Now,
zvino
listen.
Tererai.
As they have been studying the human DNA,
pavaidzvera DNA munhu,
I wrote their words from them.
Ndanyora mashoko avo kubva kwavari.
Now watch this. What they say about the human DNA to show you that we were designed to be data storage, a material for God. Now they say information contained in a pinhead volume of our DNA
information yakachengetwa pakadzika dzika ipe DNA
would fill a stack of books 500 times higher than the distance from the earth to the moon.
Aiwa, hapana mabhuku anokwanisa kuti apindwe neinformation iyo yakawandisa.
That's one important factor.
Ndochinotokutanga ichocho.
Number 2 point.
Chechipiri.
They said our DNA, is a massive information storage system.
This system inochengeta information yakawandisisa.
Books of information that's read by a language system.
Mabhuku ye information anoverengwa neimwe mhando yemutauro.
So they are now acknowledging that within a human DNA there's information hidden inside.
Vazozvitenda kuti mukati me DNA yemunhu mune imwe information yakachengetwa mukati.
And they say scientists know today that languages or codes only come from some intelligence.
So vazoziva kuti mutauro unobva kune kumwe kuziva nemwe njere.
Now look. He says,
"Banot,
so he did some research."
Akaita kumwe kutsvekera
kuti. And he begins to share his findings.
Ah, ndobva atanga kutaura zvangawa.
One of his findings says, "I don't know who or what or how, but the evidence from his research is overwhelming that there is an intentionality and design that underlines our existence."
Yeah, Arnold.
Hallelujah.
Arnold, aazi kuti ndiani uye sei asi aziva kuti pane chakaita kuti tisunde kuti tive tiripo isu zvatinango yamasanga.
Another point he says,
who
or whatever put us here on earth would have left something inside of us that it tells us we are part of a greater existence.
Hallelujah. And here, amen. Wakaira tuve pano. Ano fani ani chaka sara na chokuti tinge tine information ni mati.
Chaka siya.
Chaka siya mati.
Yeah. Now he says another point.
My point.
He says, human DNA is a language inside of everyone.
DNA,
and some intelligent being placed it there a long time ago. So when they discovered that inside of our DNA there is some information, so he began to be, you know, interested in trying to find how can he be able to read what is written inside of us. So he went further with his researches. He says,
Arnold,
The language encoded in our DNA
mutauro wakaiswa mudiene yedu
is in sequences.
Unonyatso kufamba zvakanaka zvichiendera mberi.
Right? And those sequences link them to the letters.
Mapambire acho akabatanidzwa nema letter namavara
of ancient alphabet.
Emavara emutoro alphabet yakare kare.
The ancient alphabet.
Alphabet yakare kare.
So the codes inside a human DNA.
Saka makodzi acho ari mu DNA yemunhu.
Can actually be linked to the ancient alphabet.
Anokwanisa kubatanidzwa ne alphabet.
So from the alphabet now, because alphabet is a list of letters.
Saka mu alphabet not alphabet. List yemavara.
So he can now make out the words. Taking the codes from the DNA, matching them with the ancient alphabet.
To say,
this code actually represents C.
You know,
B in the alphabet.
C can now be mu alphabet.
The idea behind was to try to see if there is a meaningful word. Inside our DNA. And he has managed to do something. And he says, the letters spell words. The letters encoded inside a human DNA. They actually spell words. And he says,
Arnold,
now they say that DNA has got some layers, top layer and bottom layer, whatever.
We are not into that.
But he has actually done his studies on the top layer of the DNA. So he says the top layer of our DNA literally translates into these words, which I'm going to read. I want to pause.
Saka, DNA, pardon.
The top part of the
DNA.
Now he says, the letters contained in the top part of our DNA literally translates into these words. And these are the words. This is a scientist, he doesn't believe. But these are the words he has found out. Inside of us. He says, the words spell out. God eternal within the body. God does not make mistakes. He does everything with a purpose. So then I wonder, somebody walking around chasing God.
No,
and you are not a believer. But God's signature is entailed inside of you.
A signature.
Confirming total ownership. God owns you. He created you. And his signature is contained inside of your DNA. You must repent and become a Christian. You must give your life to God. Because he owns you. And the evidence is there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God eternal within the body. And he goes on to say, we don't know who put it there or why. And
this
is there. Now we can continue with our message. So now we have a clear picture of what we are talking about. Amen. Now going back to the book of Jeremiah. The evidence was in two parts. The open and the sealed. Now, shall you give me, my brother, the first quotation? Tape number 551119.
Tape number 551119.
Redemption. Listen to the prophet. The prophet says, then we find out after all these trials and testings and one little part we want to get to. Do you like to read between the lines? It's a question from the prophet. Asking you believers. Why? The best part of the Bible is wrote between the lines.
Bible mando epamusoro rakanyorwa pakati pemusara.
Chikamu chakanyaya kugunaka chebible chiri pakati pemusara.
Amen.
The best part of the Bible is wrote between the lines.
Chikamu chakanyanya kukosha chebible chiri pakati pemusara.
Now we get confused.
No, tobva tatikanganisika.
The Bible that you are holding on to,
Bible that
you have opened right now, the prophet is saying, the best part of that Bible is not in black and white. It's not what you are reading. It's not what you are seeing. The best part of the Bible is between the lines. So should we be reading it or should we forget about it? Because what you are reading is not the best part of what you are supposed to be reading. Are we together? That sounds scary. So how are we going to read the Bible? How are we going to be able to access things of God? If the best part of what we need is not in black and white,
where
is it? It's between the lines. So the black and white, the Bible, is the lesser part of it. The paper and pen that you are holding on to, that's not the best part of the word of God. So can you see now, the word of God is also in two parts. The open, which is the black and white, and the sealed part, which is between the lines. And those both parts are supposed to be in you, the earthen vessel. Now, that is why,
is not
without the Holy Ghost, the word cannot be of any meaning to you. It's paramount that everyone must receive the Holy Ghost. Because without the Holy Ghost, it does not help you. The black and white does not help you. Because the prophet says, the Holy Ghost comes to water the word. So without water, it remains a seed, but dead. When it's watered, then it brings forth of its
kind.
You can then see the manifestation of
so
that. So without the Holy Ghost, you can't get what God is talking about. Because the other part is actually sealed, which is what the prophet says is actually the best part. Now, give me the second quotation so that I rush.
Amen. Chapter
number
570120E. Amen.
God keeps his word. He says, do you realize just the seriousness of this? You don't come to church to hear a message. A message.
Marizo.
Huh? Or to see a messenger,
kana kuti muone mutumwa.
You come to hear the message.
Munofuya kuzowa maridzo.
And the message is,
no maridzo ndiyo.
The Holy Spirit
mwayamutsene
taking the word of God
chitora shoko ra Mwari
and giving it to you.
Chikupai. Amen.
The message is not a church. The message is not a group of people. The is not a certain part of the church or a certain group of believers. It's not that.
Achitu chikamu chekereke kana kuti chimwe chikamu chavatende. Aiwa handizvo.
The message.
Maridzo.
For it to be qualified to be the message,
kutinzi yakodzera kunzi ndiyo maridzo,
it has to be the Holy Ghost.
Inofanira kunge uri mweya muchene,
taking the word,
uchitora shoko,
and giving it to you,
uchikupai.
If I give it to you,
ini ndikakupai ini.
No matter how good it sounds,
zvisinei kuti zvinoratidzika kunaka sei,
it's not the message.
Handiyo maridzo iyoyo.
Is that clear?
Zvakajeka here izvi.
Now,
zvino.
No wonder why. You go back in the history of Christianity. How the Pharisees were condemned. They had the word. The laws of Moses. But they got lost along the way. Why? Because when the Holy Ghost took a turn, they continued. And they remained with the black and white, without the best part of what they were
reading,
because the Holy Ghost had left them. So now,
you know,
they became creeds and dogmas. A verse without the Holy Ghost. Oh my, open 2 Corinthians 3:6.
Yes, it's namwe amchene. Oh, in
so that right. I
get carried away.
2 Corinthians 3:6. Listen to Paul.
Paul,
who also has made us able ministers of the New
Testament.
Not just a minister, but an able minister. Not of the letter, watch. The ministration of the gospel or of the message is not about the black and white. The New Testament ministration is not of the letter, the black and white, but of the spirit. For the letter, it does what? It accuses. The black and white. Because it's not the best part of the word of God. It can kill you. If you take it without the Holy Ghost, it becomes poison. Huh? So the ministration of the gospel, according to the New Testament,
is
not on the letter. It's not about the black and white, but of the spirit. Why? Because the Holy Ghost, when he comes and takes a quotation, takes a scripture, when he brings it to you, he brings both the sealed and the open
part.
Then it can actually become a manifest of its own kind.
No, that's a mando.
Can I ask you something? Now, according to the book of Revelations, the Bible actually says,
Bible not.
Whoever shall add unto the words of this prophet, this book of prophecy, you will have these plagues added unto him. So, how do you make sure that you are not adding?
Now,
you people, I read just 4 verses. And I'm talking. And you are still saying amen.
Amen.
Am I not adding? No, it's the Bible. The Bible says don't add. Take it like that. Leave it like that. It's the Bible. And you know it. No one is allowed to add. Why are you saying amen to the thing that I'm adding? No, we are believers. Let's talk about it. Why are you saying amen? But I'm adding. I read a few verses. Why didn't we just close the Bible and close in a word of prayer and go home? Because we avoid because it's not allowed. But what is happening there? The open part of the word, which is the black and white, and then the best part of it, which is between the lines. So when the Holy Ghost is actually preaching, He takes both the open and the sealed and gives it to you. So it remains the word, even though literally it appears like we are adding. You read one verse and preach for 2 hours. And you think, Amen. Are you not supporting apostasy? The minister is adding. But because the Holy Ghost then takes the sealed part and opens it to you, because you are part of the word, you know that this is the word. So the notes are actually there in the Bible. My notes that I have written, they are there, but they are not in black and white. So, by the Holy Ghost, I put them out and put them in my notebook. That's why you are saying
Amen.
Because you acknowledge that it still remains the word. You believe that it is still the word of God. Yeah? So, you see now the Holy Ghost, the importance of the Holy Ghost in your life. Without the Holy Ghost, the word of God, the scripture can kill you. A quotation can kill you. But you have to approach it by the Holy Ghost. Because He's the one who has both parts. And He comes to push both parts in you, the earthen vessel, so that those evidences, they remain for many days. He wants to store His verse, His data in us for many days. Hallelujah. Now, the word of God, it's like when you, Brother Branham says, you approach it prayerfully. Which is why he says, even if you find something that you don't understand, he says, if you are sincere about it, God will reveal it to you. Because then the Holy Ghost, when He comes, He is going to pull both the black and white and the best part, which is between the lines. I remembered one time I got invited to some convention, and I wasn't sure whether to go or not. But the reason of my wondering was actually financial. Because the money that I had was actually for rentals. So I was afraid that if I use it and then over the weekend, Monday I'm coming, I'll be facing the landlord. And then I told my wife, I don't know what we are going. We were supposed to go in the following day. And the pastor was waiting for my confirmation, and I was stuck.
And it was getting too late
for the confirmation. So I told my wife, go to bed. I'll have to pray. Because I don't know what to do. Then I prayed. I ask God, I don't know what to do. This is the situation. Amen.
Amen.
And I said, will you give me a scripture to confirm for me what I must do? So when I stopped praying, it was in the dark and I simply opened my Bible randomly. And then I
switched
on the light. I found a scripture in front of me, I read it. It was confusing more. From bad to worse. And then I closed the Bible and pushed it there. Then I went back to prayer. I said, Lord, I'm still young in the things of your kingdom. The scripture you have given me, instead of clearing things for me, it's actually confusing.
No,
I don't know what it means. But I need an answer. Speak to me like you are speaking to a baby. Speak plainly. In simple ways. Because I have to reply the pastor. I want to know whether I should go or not. And then a voice spoke to me. And said, now watch. He said, play the tape. Now, somebody had actually put a tape in the radio. And they had stopped it midway. So, the voice simply said, play the tape.
No,
no title. So, if I have to play the tape, they've got to be the tape.
No, so
I walked to the radio and checked if there's a tape there. And I found there's a tape inside. So I just pressed play. And by God's predestination, where that tape had been stopped, that's exactly where Brother Branham was starting talking about my situation. And he told me, seek ye the kingdom of God first. The rest shall be added unto you. He began to expound on my situation. I stopped it. I ran to the bedroom. I told my wife, pack your things. We are going. Why? The Holy Ghost, the best part of my question, which was hidden between the lines, was actually expounded on the tape. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the purpose of the Holy Ghost. So the church must have both the open part of the Word of God and the sealed part of it. Both of the parts must be found inside of the believer. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is the inside teacher. When Jesus was going, he said the Holy Ghost, when he comes, he is going to remind you of the thing that I've taught you. So when the Holy Ghost is there, you have both the open part of the Word. This they may burn it one day, but that which is written upon the tablet of my heart, no one can take it away. They can take this Bible away from me. That will not stop me from worshiping God. That will not stop me from being a Christian, because I have the Word inside of me. I am actually an earthen vessel containing both the open and the sealed part of the Word of God. Hallelujah. And that is what God expects the church to be. Oh, brother, I want to close with the issue of Eliezer and Rebecca. To cement that, give us the third quotation, my last quotation. In the spoken word, the spoken word is the original seed.
Spoken word is the original seed.
Tape number 620318.
Tape ya tau.
Paragraph 420.
Amen.
Listen.
Chererai.
Notice what harmony.
Chererai kuyana na ukwakana.
Jesus never did anything.
Jesu haana kuita chimwe chinhu.
Until sin of the Father.
Kunze kunge zvado kutumwa na baba.
Oh, the Father showed him first. Harmony between God and Christ. See, John 5:19. So will the bride. And he shows her his word of life. He shows her and she receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her. Not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. Then I got a great big hallelujah. Watch.
This
is, here is the secret. We still have secrets. The seals have been opened. The word
Shoko
is in the bride. Now, not with the bride. In.
Mukati.
Inside.
Mukati.
It's not on the side. Or behind or in
front.
The word is in the bride. It's inside the earthen vessel. Watch. Now, this is the word. But Paul says the later killing. So God, knowing that he only gives the word to the bride, without the Holy Ghost, that word will actually kill the bride. Because the letter kills
it.
He says, and the mind of Christ. Now, what is that? The Holy Ghost. And what is the purpose of the Holy Ghost? To know what he wants done with the word. The word that you have, you don't know what to do with it unless the Holy Ghost reveals it. Hallelujah! The word that has been revealed, that you have, brother, you don't know what to do with it until the Holy Ghost reveals it. So the church was given both the word and the intelligence to know what to do with the word. And she does it in his name. You see the importance of the Holy Ghost. Let us now go to the book, to Eliezer and Rebecca. So that I can close there. Eliezer came to
Rebecca.
And let me put it this way.
Rebecca
was listening to a tape.
Anga akateerera tape.
And when she played the tape, when she pressed play, and she heard, Shalom. How are you, sister? The next sentence was, the next paragraph.
Paragraph.
Give me water to drink. That was Eliezer.
The Eliezer.
And that was the black and white of the spoken word from Eliezer. But water for Eliezer was not the best part of the trip that Eliezer was on. Eliezer had come for Isaac's wife. So give me water was, this paragraph was the black and white, but the between the lines, which was actually sealed. The evidence For Eliezer to know who the bride was, was not in black and white. It was not plain. It was sealed. But Rebecca, being an earthen vessel, containing both evidences, the open, which is the black and white, and the sealed, which only takes the Holy Ghost. What evidences were inside of Rebecca? Now remember, Jesus said, when a man asks you to take him 1 mile, it was a tip for the bride, for Rebecca. He said, if a man says, take me 1 mile, he says, don't end there.
But I also
take him 2. That was a tip for the bride of Christ. When we hear God say something, don't just end where. Go further. Go beyond the camp. Now, the other part of watering the camels, Eliezer never spoke it. But wait a minute. It was inside of Eliezer. Eliezer sealed this part of watering the camels. He sealed it away from the public for me to know that this is the bride of Isaac. I want to see a woman who has got access to this sealed part. So he said, I will just say, give me water. The one who actually also watered the camels. And when Eliezer was praying, he was talking to God. And it was Eliezer and God. And God is a true witness. Rebecca was not there. She was at home. But the Holy Ghost, with his speed, it went to Rebecca and whispered, when he says, give me water, also feed the camel. Go beyond the camp. So she listened to the tape, going beyond the camp. By the time she came to the well, she was spiritually prepared for the supernatural happening. So Rebecca, she was an earthen vessel with both the open and the sealed part of the word of Eliezer. You know why? Can you open Psalm 62?
I want to start with that one.
Because it's almost 8 o'clock. Amen. Psalm 62:11. Now, you know, I like how God takes these things in order. God had spoken once. Twice have I heard this. When you are a believer, when God speaks, you don't hear once. You hear twice.
No,
why? Because the word of God is in two parts. So why should you hear once? It's of compound meaning. So when God speaks once, because he is the one who is speaking, it is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, when he speaks both the open and the sealed part of the So how can you hear once? When he speaks once, you hear twice. You hear the open part and hear the sealed part. Because both of the parts are actually stored inside of you. And that sealed part was the key to the evidence of the purchase of the bride. Eliezer was not worried about the open part. It was open to the public. It can actually kill somebody. It can bring problems. But the sealed part of it, which comes by the Holy Ghost, was the main part. It was the best part of Eliezer's visit. That was what was he was waiting for. The moment he said, let me water also your camel, I'm sure Eliezer salivated. Hallelujah. He said, it has been spoken. So it has been done. Let your servant depart in peace. Hallelujah. Why? With this, when the bride becomes mature to manifest both the open and the sealed part of the word. Oh, brother, no wonder why some still say the seals are not open. They are right. They are correct. They are not yet revealed to them. Imagine that paragraph of the tape where Eliezer said, give me water. When the other women heard it, they began to analyze it. He is too strict. The spoken word makes life difficult for us.
Spoken
they started complaining. Why is he saying that? Why does he want water? Is he thirsty? Really? Why? But to Rebecca, when she heard that
paragraph,
it went straight from her mind to the heart. And then it matched with the sealed part which was inside of her heart. And inside of her, she took an opportunity to save
Eliezer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you listen to the tape, when you read the word, it's an opportunity to go beyond the cape, to do more than what is actually spoken about. Why? Because God has asked me to take him 1 mile. I will take him 2 miles. I will do more for God than what is spoken. Because besides that, what has been recorded is not all that God has spoken. Are you telling me that the words of Jesus in red are all that he spoke when he was on
earth?
You tell me it's 100% of what Jesus said on
earth?
No. It's those that were recorded. Where was the word before it came? The Bible says, John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word.
John 1 verse 1,
it was with God. And it was God. So he unveiled. Remember, Brother Branham says, each generation is allotted a certain portion of the word. When someone asked Brother Branham a question, said, will the bride have a ministry before the rapture? Brother Branham says, yes. And he says, it's actually what is happening right now. And don't get lost. What is happening right now? is the ministry of the bride. Then he says, there are apostles, there are teachers, evangelists, everything else. Say, that is the ministry of the bride. So, the fivefold ministry compounded by the ushering of the Holy Ghost brings the completion of the ministry of Jesus Christ in the church. Hallelujah. Until the church, they know what to do with the word, because they got the intelligence, they got the Holy Ghost. Like Joshua, Moses wrote the laws, but before their rapture into Canaan, Moses was taken away, like what has happened with Brother Branham. And the laws of Moses, not anything new, was given to Joshua. By using that, he was to take the children of Israel into the promised land. Then somebody speaks about an eighth messenger. I asked somebody, what is the duty of this guy? He must be a lazy, selfish, and a warmonger. What is he coming to do? Eighth messenger. When you count from 1 to 7,
eighth messenger.
The messengers are done. The eighth day was the day of circumcision, which is the day of eternity, the ending of time. We are ushering into eternity. And Rebecca, the story of
Rebecca,
how many characters did we have? We had Eliezer representing Brother Branham. We had Rebecca representing us, the bride. We had
Abraham
representing what? God. We had Isaac representing Christ, who is supposed to marry the bride. Now, which one of these will actually be acted out by the eighth messenger? Some say, it's time to alight from the camel.
Pardon?
Some say, it's time to alight from the camel.
But
that's alright. But look, Eliezer was the servant of Abraham.
Angari muranda wa Abraham.
Was he kicked out of his duty because now Rebecca is home? And when you read that chapter, when Rebecca alighted from the camel, the Bible says,
Isaac,
first, before he took Rebecca into the home, he first inquired by Eliezer. Confirmation of this bride before he jumped on her, before he took Rebecca into his father's house. So you tell me Eliezer can be of no relevance?
What you were, Eliezer, Ashna Basa?
And where is the eighth messenger?
Eighth messenger, what Peter Papa?
How do you count? Now it's because you are missing the sealed part of the word. Because the Holy Ghost was actually is taking over the message, leading us into the promised land. We don't need an eighth messenger. The bride and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That is the team that God has put here now. And the church has got the intelligence. If you don't have the intelligence, then you can consult an eighth messenger. But the Holy Ghost, being the intelligence of God, who whispers and tells us what to do with
the
word, what to do with the spoken word, what to do with the Bible. He brings out the sealed part. Now we have both, and God is storing both for a long time, so many days,
up
to the end of days, into the rapture. So the church, we are earthen vessels. We keep both the open and the sealed part of the
world.
By the Holy Ghost, we manifest both parts. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Let's give another round of applause again. Oh my. Time fails us.
Nguva inotiperera.
Amen. We should have been continuing enjoying this sermon.
Tingadai tangoenda mberi tichifadzwa nemaridzo.
Hallelujah. Amen. Earthen vessels.
Midziyo yevhu.
Amen. How many of us are earthen vessels?
Vangani vedu vanoti tiri midziyo yevhu.
Hallelujah.
Madikwanana.
Containing the data.
Wakachengetedza data.
Hallelujah. Amen. We are written epistles.
Tiri tsamba dzakanyorwa.
Read by all men.
Noverengwa navanhu vose.
What are they reading?
Kuvanoverengei.
Amen. What are they reading upon you?
Varikuverengei pauriwe.
Amen. You must be someone who's containing the data of God.
Unofananga uri munhu azere ne data raMwari.
Hallelujah. That people can read something from you.
Vanhu vanokwanisa kuverenga zvimwe zvinhu kubva kwauri.
And say, this is a real brother and this is a real sister.
Kuti uyu ndi sister chaivo, ava ndi hama chai chai.
Hallelujah. Give me John 22.
Mungani pao John 22.
Sorry. John 21. See, John 21, yes.
John 21.
Let's read verse 25.
At the very end, verse 25.
And there are also many other things which Jesus did.
Zimwe zvizhinji zviriko zvakaitwavona Jesu.
They which if they should be written everyone.
Kana zvainyorwa chimwe nechimwe.
I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
Ndinoti kunyangwe nenyika yose haingaringani bhuku dzinganyorwa. Amen.
Hallelujah. The world itself
nyika yose pachayo
could not contain the volumes and volumes of books
ayaigona kuchengeta kudzamu neuwandu hwemabhuku
of what the Lord Jesus Christ did
we zvakaitwa na Jesu Kristu.
Hallelujah. But some of the things
asi zvimwe zvezvinhu
are stored in these earthen vessels
izvi zvakachengetwa mumudziyo yevhu.
These earthen vessels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That Christ might be seen in you.
Kuti Kristo aonekwe mauri.
Amen. Christ must be seen in you, the hope of glory.
Kristu anofana kuva mauri tarire kubwinya.
Amen. So whatever you are doing, my brother, my sister,
saka zvose zvauri kuita hama nehanzvadzi yangu,
you must know that somebody is reading something upon you.
Kuti pane mumwe munhu ari kuverenga chimwe chinhu pauri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, this was good. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just sing this song before we pray.
Tingaimba erenzio ishi satana mat.
Just give us a song.
What by do chero rumbo?
There's never been a day like this,
this day
to me. There's never been a day like this day. I say there's never been a light that shines so bright like this. This day, this glorious day. There's never
I want to contain this.
Amen. Say, Lord, help me
in my life. About the word of Hallelujah.
With our head bowed this evening.
If that is your desire, my brother, my sister, just show before the Lord.
What do you want to do?
Say, Lord,
help me this evening.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Help me, I want to contain this information.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It's possible tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tichimba this chorus. Is able.
We'll be singing this chorus.
Is able.
Anokwanisa.
I know my God is able.
I know. We call brother Mbombo to come and close with the word of prayer.
Abraham, Mbombo, we have
carry me through. He's able. He's able. He's able. I know. My God is able. I know. My God. God is
Just show by raising of your hand.
There is an expression
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Baba vedu muri kumusoro kudenga tinokutendai nekuda kweshoko renyu makataura kuti muchaziva zvokwadi kana maiziva inokusunungurai tinoziva kuti zvokwadi ndiro shoko renyu ndora makatitaurira kuti rinotisunungura rinotipa kutenda kwekubvutwa rinotikwanisa tichatibisa panyika pano tinokutendai nekuda kwechizaro chikuru chamakatipa mazuva ano ekupedzisira nenyasha dzekutive tinogamuchira shoko iri rakazururwa tinokutendai nemuranda wamashandisa shekutaura shoko kwatiri shivana venyu vagamuchira vakawanda vasimudza maoko shevanodawo zvakare tenzi kuti murambe muchishanda nehana dzavo tinokukumbirai tenzi tichiziva kuti makataura imi shoko rakabuda muromenyu mukururama haridzokere kwamuri sina kuzadzikiso zvamakarituma shewangu shoko rakauya kuti rizokwanisa mwenga rakauya kuti rizotipa kutenda kwekubvutwa ishe tinoziva baba kuti nekuti rakataurwa shoko iri zvichaitika tinokutendai tava kuenda kudzimba tichengetei titungamirire mbiri nokuziva tinopa kwamuri tinokumbira musita rinokosha zita raishe jesu kristu amen
hallelujah
hallelujah
amen we just want to thank the lord tonight
vangotenda ishe madekwana
with this wonderful time
nguva yakanaka ishe
amen it pays
no badar
kuya ku church
coming to church
it pays
no badar
unozokera kumba warerukirwa
you go back lightened
one mfaro
with all the joy
like that cake from the bottle of wine
se gojo riya rakabuda mu wine bottle re wine
hallelujah
amen
paranga payanga kuti where is that cake
when the rat was looking for the cake iri kupikitia
hallelujah
amen
amen ishwa kuropa fadze
may the lord bless you
amen pastor mazinga god bless you so much
fundisi mazinga mwari vakuropa fadze zvakanyanya
amen
Amen.
Tisimuke netsoka dzedu.
Let us rise to our feet.
As we have the dismissal song.
Chwana rumbo rokuparadzana.
So just be faithful. Believe His word. Stay with the message. That you have heard, and list to his prophet, his message is, walk in the light where he startled lead in these days of trials. Men's hearts are failing and filled with fear. We know the end time. Oh, it's you. So just be faithful. So just be faithful. Believe his word, stay with the message, listen to his prophet,
Friday,
Friday.
His message,
walk in the light,
love you one another. Praise one another.
Amen.
He's done in every church. People to help. Oh, a truth to find in this last chapter.